Let's do one on this guy named Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 429.92. Today is 12/11. Chief complaint, cough. Number two, congestion. Next one is shortness of breath. Next one is I've been up all night. Next one is headache. Next one is it all started with cough and congestion last week. Next number is feeling like something is sitting on my chest. Next number, history of untreated sleep apnea. Next number is obesity, morbid, almost 400 pounds. Next number, takes no medication. Next number, except for Indocin. Next number, history of gouty arthritis. Next number is leg pain. Next number is chronic lymphedema. Next number is difficulty sleeping, laying down at all times. Much worse now with his current symptoms. Next number is frequent urination. This is a 30-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age. He hasn't really been taking care of himself. He works at Walmart. He's not married. He doesn't have children. He works. He lives with his mom. He smokes. He drinks. I got sick last week with cough, congestion, shortness of breath. Cough, congestion, shortness of breath, and headache, above mentioned symptoms, has gotten worse till today. Patient comes in for evaluation with multiple issues and problems. Medication, indomethacin, not regularly. COVID immunizations up to date. Medical problems, asthma, gout. History of sleep apnea, morbid obesity. Surgeries, tonsillectomy. Social, he does smoke, he does drink. He's not married. He works at Walmart. He's on his feet a lot. He has swelling in his legs all the time. Review of system as above. On the patient on exam found to be tachypneic, tachycardic. He weighs 380 pounds. His O2 sat's 99%. His temperature is 98.6. Respiration 16. Weight pulse 113. Blood pressure 140 over 84. Heart pulses, one pulses to tachycardic lung. Shallow breath sounds. Hyperventilating but no wheezing. Abdomen is soft but very obese. Neck shows no JVD. But cannot rule out lymphadenopathy. Neurological, non-focal. Lower extremity, 2+ pedal edema bilaterally with severe varicose veins. Flu test is negative. A and B. Strep test is negative. COVID test is negative. Chest X-ray shows cardiomegaly with most likely RVH. Some ground glass changes. Cannot rule out CHF. Most likely interstitial type pneumonia, period. His echocardiogram reveals the ejection fraction about 50 to 55% with RVH. He does have lots of lymph nodes in his neck, on his ultrasound of his neck. He does have a large liver. He does have normal kidneys, a slightly enlarged prostate. Lower extremity, lymphedema, but no DVT, mild PVD noted. Assessment number one, patient continues to be short of breath despite evaluation here in the office and tachypneic. Given his chronic lymphedema, I'm going to send patient to the emergency room to rule out PE, number two. Check CPK troponin, number three. Patient later needs to be checked for sleep apnea, ASAP, and get under treatment. Next number is check blood work. Next number is check testosterone. Next number is did not offer patient any treatment since he's going to the emergency room for a CT scan and a cardiac evaluation and an EKG since he didn't want to do that here in the office. Next number is I explained to him that if he doesn't take care of himself, morbid obesity can lead to death. He doesn't have much longer to live unless... he takes care of his issues and problems, and this was discussed with his mom as well. He'll come back and see me after he's been cleared through the emergency room. Thank you.